Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
This Saturday morning from the KIIC News and Weather Center, we have rain chances in the evening hours today. Our daytime high today, around 73 degrees. Keeping gusty winds in the forecast. Up to a half of an inch of rain is expected on the overnight tonight. Showers and thunderstorms in our Sunday forecast expect to bring us about a quarter of an inch of rain. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner with Jason Summers.
You think because you're a celebrity and somehow the law doesn't apply to you that you're above the law?
There's just no way that we could keep you on.
I don't even really work here.
The last time I was down here, man, you
sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
What in God's name are we doing?
What? Our lives. What kind of lives are these?
And now live from the C-First Sports Studio, get ready for the fastest dragged-out hour in all of broadcasting. This is the Coach's Corner.
Welcome in to the Coach's Corner, the longest drug-out hour in all of radio. Melody, what was that about? The longest drug out. Do you mean that I can take a minute and turn it into an eternity? That's what dead air does.
Where
for us.
Were you? Yes. No, I meant real drugs.
Real, yes.
No, kidding. I mean, you know, coffee, they say, is a drug.
When they say they, you know, Summers looks like he's on to something. They didn't say on something.
Right.
I think. Hey, you know, this tournament, it's chalk. Did you know Cinderella, the highest seed left in the tournament is a 3 seed?
Well, thank you, Portal.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk with Keith Murphy here a little bit. Hey, by the way, we had some breaking news this morning. Michael Admire is going to join us, the voice of the Bulldogs. He was a little fiery last week. Were you a part of that conversation? He was a little fiery.
Don't come after our coach.
Yes. They were going to put up a blue wall. And probably not as good as what Trump's trying to do there on the southern border. But you know, they're AD with another coaching decision, and they made one last night. We're going to talk with Michael about that this morning. Man, you talk about ADs who put the big boy shoes on. Coach or AD Harden is, man. And so we're going to talk with Michael Admire about that as well. Tom Kakert at the end of the hour. We're going to talk about the new Hawkeye coach, the new Drake coach, because the Hawkeye coach was the Drake coach that the Hawkeye fans were disappointed in, that didn't get the other Drake coach that ended up being the Indiana coach. You know, the days of our lives, Joe Milich, days of our lives. Hey, are you ready for this Easter thing coming up? Because you know, one of the things that's turned into a big deal around here is the Golden Easter Egg Hunt and the fun we have around Easter.
We're getting ready. If you've seen the downstairs,
yeah,
loot.
You know, I think becoming a grandpa has kind of changed you, because this candy that no kid would eat has turned into, man, you've got some really good stuff. There's more than candy down there.
There's more than candy. There's loot. And I got to thank the Beaumont family, Jerry Beaumont and his family for, I don't know where they got it, but they got us a bunch of loot. And, the Easter is so late this year. I keep thinking that it's like either this weekend or next weekend, or maybe we missed it. But I think we're doing graduation parties
at the same time,
Easter celebration. But the 20th is Easter. The 19th is our Easter egg hunt where you go down and compete with the kids down on the courthouse lawn.
We used to have a lot of fun crashing parties.
That's
back
right.
In the day. I still do. You know, I don't know. I'm always, you know, the big item has been that Costco cake. Have you ever had just the Costco cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It is good stuff.
Anything you get at Costco is good. Anything.
Well, I'll take that back.
Their rotisserie chicken, their cookies, their cake, and then, you know, their Costco's one of these stores that they're only going to go out and find the best of the best and then put it on their shelves, and if it doesn't sell, it never comes back.
Yeah, how long does it take you to get through a Costco?
Oh, it's a while. Depends on if it's a Friday and Saturday and they've got the free treats.
My daughter, she says, hey, you want to go shopping in Des Moines? It's always quantified with, mm-hmm. Are we stopping by Costco? Because if we are, Dad, we'll have no time for me to shop. Yep. Hey, we're going to have no time to get the show on. We've got to get through Michael Admire.
So right who do away. You have? You got Admire. You've got the CEO of C-First who's
yes.
Helping us run this contest. Greg will be on here in a little bit. Greg Henshaw.
He's a big Hawkeye fan.
Oh, yeah. He's a nut. And, you know, it's fun to check in with him every year to see what's going on in C-First land and see how he's doing in the brackets.
Oh, have you looked at the brackets?
I quit looking. I just looked this morning because, first of all, you know, Iowa teams are out. Your Cinderellas that you thought were putting on shoes are at home.
Be interesting to see what the ratings look like. And on the ladies' side, I really want to see, you know, how much of an effect, you know, Caitlin Clark no longer, Iowa in the tournament, Juju Watkins no longer in. What will a storyline be for, will we have the return of the kind of viewership that we were seeing for the ladies? You know, transitional or transformational was Caitlin Clark. But how? I think the numbers were going to bear. This is a different storyline. And I was looking at those brackets, buddy. You were last chomp. But
you're welcome.
Yeah, you know somebody's got to do it. I'm 24th in the women's bracket is I. But Keith has been tearing up both brackets. He's ninth in the ladies overall. And I think he's 11th overall in the men's bracket.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
He's not that smart, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's not. Well, hey, what are you doing in here this morning?
Our good buddy Jacob not feeling well, and there is stuff going around. And so,
keep it with you, Jacob. You have to bring it into the studio.
Yeah, you've got the – I was on call. I got the call. I got here.
You did. I don't know what was the better, dead air or actually getting this on.
Well, on a Saturday when it's going to be 75 degrees.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll be honest. The last place I want to be is sitting next to you.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, I was worried about Millie's touching these dirty buttons, but I think I'll make sure he sanitizes before he leaves Briggs. Don't worry, buddy. Hey, we're going to be right back. Michael Admire with some breaking news. The Bulldogs with the new head coach. When we come back to the Fast Hour on All the Radio, you're listening to the Coach Quarter.
Doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
What possibilities can you unlock by tapping into your home's value? At C-First, our Flex Home Equity Line of Credit lets you lock in a fixed rate so you can tackle those home upgrades you've been dreaming of, like adding a new deck or remodeling your kitchen. With our Flex HELOC, you have two opportunities to lock in your rate. Ask about our great rates or apply online today at c1stcu.com. Loans are subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. It's the perfect time to start planning for outdoor projects. Loctite Landscape Construction Adhesive works great for securing blocks, bricks, and stone. It's a true all-weather application that's water-resistant. Save big on Loctite adhesives when you shop at Menards. Plus, check out the weekly flyer on Menards.com for plenty more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards. Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Outside factors such as fuel and equipment costs and extreme weather can impact electricity prices, but you have the power to control home energy consumption with these simple steps. Thermostat management. Adjust your thermostat to the lowest comfortable setting to reduce energy use. Utilize off-peak energy times. Do a majority of your energy-intensive tasks during off-peak energy hours. Seal air leaks around windows and doors. Regularly replace dirty filters and schedule annual inspections. Learn more at cvrec.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Abracadabra, that is A.D. Harden and Drake with Michael Admire on the line with us. Michael, it just seems like he just keeps pulling a rabbit out of the hat. But he, unfortunately, three straight years of having to replace a head basketball coach. But man, I was going to tell you a week ago, how does this guy find these gyms of coaches? And yet he just, once again, here, it'll rabbit right out of the hat. Literally.
Well, I was going to say, that's the South Dakota State Jackrabbits head coach coming to Drake. Yeah, Harden has been kind of a magician. And we've kind of leaned into, you know, the Russell Wilson, let Russ cook. You know, we've let Harden cook a little bit over the last week. Because, yeah, I mean, the last two seasons have ended with the Bulldogs in the NCAA tournament, and then, you know, coach has a ton of success, and they're able to change, you know, change the outlook of their family's future with big paydays, and, you know, they're also getting, you know, some of their players paid in this NIL era, and assistants are making more money, and it really does change the whole outlook of a lot of people. Unfortunately, Drake's been on the other end of it, where they've had to go, you know, searching for somebody else. I'm excited. I'm really excited for the future. Everything I've heard about Eric Henderson as a coach, as a person, have, you know, A-plus grades across the board. So we're ready to get to work. We're ready to help support him in any way to keep this thing rolling at Drake.
Talking with Michael Admire with the Rick Bulldogs. Michael, the voice of the Bulldogs. You know, well, he Harden made a real push to keep McCollum, no doubt about it. And one of the selling points was, let's make this the Midwest Gonzaga. And I looked at that and I said, you know, for the right coach, and McCollum said, you guys have had the right coach, but that's the right attitude. Is there enough room in today's NIL era and that with the House ruling for Drake to actually fit that role?
Yeah, so a couple things on that. I told you guys last Saturday. I mean, yeah, last weekend we were preparing for the round of 32 when we chatted. And then now, yeah, a new coach and all that stuff. So crazy what can happen in a week in this era of college basketball. I told you Drake was going to fight. And yep. I love seeing that. You know, Harden put the deal on the table. It was going to make Ben McCollum the highest paid Drake coach ever. Had an NIL package set up for him, a bunch of other stuff lined up. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you're fighting against, you know, you're fighting against where you want to, you know, the team you grew up cheering for, you know, $3.3 million. You know, that's tough to, that's tough to fight against as a mid-major. To answer your second question there, you know, is there room for Drake in this NIL era as a mid-major and all this stuff? I don't know. I really don't. We're doing what we can. We've got cohesiveness from, you know, President Marty Martin to Brian Harden, our director of athletics, all of our coaches at Drake, we're doing everything that we possibly can. Students, the student engagement, we've taken that up a notch over the last couple of years. Donors have stepped up to the plate time and time again. So we're seeing the makings of that. You know, our AD, I talked to him, our president, Marty Martin. I sat down with him 3 weeks ago prior to Selection Sunday and talked about the Gonzaga of the Midwest. And that was something he kind of laid out when he first got to Drake because he came from Gonzaga. He spent a decade as an administrator and as a professor at Gonzaga. He also grew up a Kentucky fan. He grew up in just outside of Lexington, Kentucky. So, yeah, he has that pedigree. So it's going to be tough because the chips are really stacked against mid-majors. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the Sweet 16. The only double-digit seed was Arkansas, who right. has a nearly $10 million roster. So, yeah, chips are stacked against the dogs, stacked against all mid-majors. So it's going to have to take the right magic, you know, to happen. And we'll see. We'll see. It's not, you know, we've been at this for 7 years now. And I think a 7 year span of this kind of sustained success at a mid-major is pretty impressive. And we're going to do, like I said, kind of whatever we can to keep it rolling.
Michael Admire, the voice of the Bulldogs, and has there been time to celebrate the awesome season? Because you have a great season, and then you get thrown into the coaching turnstile. Has this allowed Drake to even actually celebrate?
Yeah, last Friday last week was one of my favorite weeks. Not only at Drake, but like professionally. It was so much fun. We were all really trying to soak it up in the moment. But that is like, that's the nature of what the NCAA has created here. With the transfer portal opening in the middle of the NCAA tournament, how coaches can kind of bounce free will however they want. I mean, yeah, a coach could be somewhere for 11 months and then that's it. A player can be somewhere for 8 months and then they're out. I mean, there's no guardrails or no rules, and that makes it tough to be able to celebrate and enjoy the success. I mean, last Saturday we were still preparing for a game, and we were talking about it with you guys. Like,
yeah,
Iowa fans had already moved into the let's go get Ben McCollum area and space, and the administration over at Iowa didn't do anything to slow it down. I mean, they were poking and prodding, and they were in the middle of Drake's season trying to have conversations with Coach Mack. And so, that's just it sucks. There's no doubt about it. I wish our fans were able to soak up what just happened a little bit more and really enjoy it and be able to celebrate the players and coaches that put so much into it. But I mean, it was within 48 hours Coach Mack is wearing a different color tie and saying the exact same things he was saying 11 months ago at a different institution. So yeah, it's hard to really celebrate it all, but we try to enjoy it all in the moment. And now it is like, all right, put the boots back on, tighten the belt buckle, and here we go again. We're going to try to, help Coach Henderson and his staff and the players that he brings in to, put them in the best situation to be successful.
Well, pretty excited. Tremendous hire there once again. And Michael, the yucky taste I think we all have in our mouth right now by the NCAA, and friend, as much as I'd like for them to pull a rabbit out of the hat, I think we're destined to the same old vomit we've been dealing with. And it's, in my opinion, it is, I don't want to use the word ruining, but it's not helping the state of the thing we enjoy, and that is college athletics.
Yeah, no, it's a bummer, but hey, we're going to keep things rolling at Drake, and Iowa got a winner in Coach Mack. So Iowa fans, I know they're feeling good, as they should be. So Thank you guys for your time. Always great catching up.
Hey, nice talking to you. Michael Admar, the voice of the Bulldogs. And I'm telling you, folks, what an AD. The thing I worry about for Drake is how do you keep an AD that just keeps landing the big fish? Well, we're going to take a time out. We're coming back. We're going to catch up with the president. El Presidente is going to join us there, Joe Milich. Getting Greg on the line, and then Hawkeye fans, we'll visit about your new hire. Tom Kaker going to join us, and Todd Ratliff will run right by as we end this hour. The Fast Hour on Law Radio. We'll be right back after a quick timeout.
Possibilities can you unlock by tapping into your home's value? At C-First, our Flex Home Equity Line of Credit lets you lock in a fixed rate so you can tackle those home upgrades you've been dreaming of, like adding a new deck or remodeling your kitchen. With our Flex HELOC, you have two opportunities to lock in your rate. Ask about our great rates or apply online today at c1stcu.com. Loans are subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Food Bank of Iowa is driven to serve the community. When you see our trucks filling up local pantries and meal sites, you know neighbors have the nutritious food they need to thrive. Food, hope, and a stronger tomorrow. You can count on Food Bank of Iowa to deliver. Learn more at foodbankiowa.org.
This is Joe Milledge, and our growing fleet of KIIC vehicles need attention from time to time to keep us on the go. Whether we need tires, engine repair, brake work, or anything bumper to bumper, we take our fleet to S&A Auto in Oskaloosa. They're located at Highway 92 and Highway 432, next to H&S Feed and Country Store.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Welcome back in, back into the Fastest Hour on Law Radio. We're going to get the president on the line, Milledge. We have Greg Hanshaw. You know, he's one of the biggest Hawkeye fans. You know, he's got to be have a little extra hop in his step with the hire of Coach McCollum. But the president, I see first.
He's with us.
Ah.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Well, doing well, you know, for us sad Hawkeye fans, and Joe's always just sad, but, you know, we were out of this tournament, and we suddenly got to cheering that, you know, teams that we normally cheer for, like the Bulldogs, would get out of the tournament so we could get what we wanted and a head basketball coach.
Yeah, a little bit of difficult thing to process. I mean, didn't wish that upon Drake, but holy cow, a lot of excitement in Hawkeye land right now. Pretty happy about the whole turn of events.
Well, you know, the tournament itself, Greg, by the way, you're bearing Milledge. You're so far ahead of Joe that if he had a rear view mirror, he would no longer be.
It's a wonder he took any interest in the tournament at all with Iowa not in it, on the men's side, but,
he still wanted to beat you, Milledge.
He still wants to beat people, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Jason, it might shock you both, but I actually looked. I had a little bit of an idea where Joe was.
You just have a little bit of look down.
Yeah, we went from binoculars to a telescope to find Milledge.
Yeah, and then we got Murphy's up there. Dang, he's right at the top.
Yeah. He hangs with the people who make decisions. You know he's involved with some of the fixing going on here, right? You know, it's all chalk, this tournament. And I wonder, you know, money is you know, because that's kind of your life and your business can kind of have a funny way, if not handled right, and, you know, of making things not good. And I don't know if the NCAA is good right now.
Yeah, boy, I'm of that mindset for sure. I don't like the landscape and what's going on in college athletics. I think there are a lot of good thoughts that went into NIL and the whole big picture money issue, but it's already out of control in my mind, and it definitely needs to be reined in significantly, in my very humble opinion, to keep some sense of fairness, you know, across the board, and not just give the schools that have the ability to throw multi-millions of dollars at 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you know, the ability to shoot to the top.
Well, one of the things that has kept this tournament exciting and alive for us is that, C-First has been, this is just a win-win scenario because of the generosity of Community First Credit Union. I remember all those years ago when I had this crazy idea and you guys jumped up, raised your hand, said, let's do this. And, it's to bring charity into this, make it a fun thing, but to really raise money. And, boy, that's really what you guys have done.
Well, that's very kind, and we appreciate that very much. It really kind of speaks to, you know, what we as a credit union set out to do a long time ago and what we have put our focus on over the last few years. There's nothing we enjoy more than giving back, and I mean that very sincerely, to all the communities that we do our work in, which for the most part, as you guys are well aware, is small town rural Iowa. And you know, we do the work we do in places where a lot of folks move out and bail on the communities and leave folks kind of in kind of high and dry. So we love being there. We love all the communities that we get to take care of folks in, but we really love giving back and doing what we do here with you all and shooting or pushing the proceeds towards some incredibly well-deserving charities. There's nothing better than that.
Talking with Greg Hanshaw, CEO of Community First Credit Union. Greg, I just love it when I go into a local convenience store. I mean, it never fails. Every time the person in front of me or person behind me is whipping out the green and blue card, you just see them everywhere. It's not just that you exist in these communities, you dominate. And I'm curious where what's on the docket, what's on the vision board, or where are you guys going next? As we started a partnership with you back.
They're going where everybody else is left.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I mean,
to a large degree, yeah.
Go ahead.
To a large degree, there's some truth to that. Yeah, we, interestingly, timing is everything. We've actually got two grand opening ceremonies or kind of fun events out in Western Iowa this coming week, in our two newest locations, which is Harlan and Avoca, two towns in far Western Iowa, just kind of right on the I-80 corridor out there. And both of those branches, we've been open for some time. It was a merger of a small credit union that was looking for a partner that could help them continue to go forward. So we have grand openings out there this week. And then going forward, guys, I'll tell you, we are always looking. And in a sense, you said it perfectly. We're always looking to see where's the need, not where can we go into town and take business from somebody else that's doing good work, but where is there really a need? And there are plenty of opportunities still in southern Iowa from border to border where we can continue to grow and expand and do that. So that's what we'll be doing. And it's really kind of 50-50 right now whether those next opportunities are going to be more southeast or more southwest.
Well, Jason, it looks like I'm going to have to buy a radio station in Harlan, apparently.
Well, yeah, you know, we just got to follow them. That's the right blueprint because,
He's going to forget about us.
No.
I have to buy something over west now, apparently.
Well, I think that's what he's hinting at. And see, the good news is that your business... businesses, farmers,
yeah.
You know, they need, and to his point, he's saying, hey, you know, you're a business owner in a small town, and you're trying to grow your business, and you're going to try to, and there's no banks around, they're leaving, and you're trying to grow your business, you need somebody that knows you. And that, I think that, Greg, that's the best recipe for small town Iowa that could exist.
Yeah, it's what makes us click, and it's what we have the most fun doing. So we're always looking for opportunities like that. And again, the beauty of it is we, all of our folks, love the ability to have impact in our small towns here in southern Iowa.
Well, again, you've been along for the ride on this contest for the last, 15, 16 years or so. A lot of money donated back to charity just through a game that we have fun with, and a lot of your employees play. And again, we get an opportunity about once a year to bump into you and check in and see what's going on in C First Land. So we really appreciate you hopping on here on a beautiful Saturday when you'd rather be outside planting flowers.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate the time. It's wonderful having a chance to chat this morning. Enjoy this Elite Eight weekend, and yeah, we'll see how far things go.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sure Millage can find a way to disappear from the universe. All right. That is Greg Hanshaw, the president of C First, and continue to grow. And you're the growing where others will walk away. And folks, that is why they are called C First, because they put the community first. We're going to take a quick time out. Keith Murphy's going to join us. I'm going to get into him. How does all this house ruling and it's NIL, and some of you don't even know what the house ruling is. Well, it's just another step in this downturn to college athletics. When we come back to the fastest hour on all radio, you're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't even think about it. You're going nowhere because you're going to stay with us.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. It's the perfect time to start planning for outdoor projects. Loctite Landscape Construction Adhesive works great for securing blocks, bricks, and stone. It's a true all-weather application that's water-resistant. Save big on Loctite adhesives when you shop at Menards. Plus, check out the weekly flyer on Menards.com for plenty more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Outside factors such as fuel and equipment costs and extreme weather can impact electricity prices, but you have the power to control home energy consumption with these simple steps. Thermostat management. Adjust your thermostat to the lowest comfortable setting to reduce energy use. Utilize off-peak energy times. Do a majority of your energy-intensive tasks during off-peak energy hours. Seal air leaks around windows and doors. Regularly replace dirty filters and schedule annual inspections. Learn more at cvrc.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Are you buying your first home? It's a milestone you'll never forget. And at Community First Credit Union, we're here to make it even better. Right now, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $4,000 toward their down payment. Plus, enjoy quick processing and the guidance of local friendly lenders who are ready to help. Apply online or go to your local branch today and take the next step with CFirst. Get details at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Austin Widmer. This is my dad, Andy.
That's right, Austin, and we are Widmer Auction, LLC. We will be conducting our 10th annual Spring Machinery Consignment Auction Saturday, April 5th at 9 a.m. at 2122 470th Avenue, north of Deep River. If you have farm machinery, livestock equipment, tractors, trucks, trailers, ATV, lawn equipment to sell at auction, give us a call at Widmer Auctioneering at 641-660-9264. All items will be advertised online at our Facebook page and at equipmentfacts.com. Call Widmer Auction to place your items in the Spring Machinery Consignment Auction coming up Saturday, April 5th at 9 a.m. The number is 641-660-9264. Check out the auction online at equipmentfacts.com, and don't forget to follow Widmer Auction on Facebook today. Also, don't forget, we are your local Auction Time representative.
Hope to see you at the auction.
Dan Stocker's theme song. Coming back out of the... Yeah.
Speaking of Stalker, he almost T-boned me coming out of Casey's this morning. He was going in. He probably had his sights set on a breakfast pizza. I honked. He still never saw me.
Now he waved the other way.
Was that what he did?
That's what he did. Waved the other way. Hey, look at this leaderboard. $500 gift certificate going to first place overall on the leaderboard. And, you know, I don't, you have the actual, you can break in and get the information on these people because this is what you're, I don't know if you're calling these people in the middle of the night, texting them, but Asa from St. Louis, number one, top spot. Lance, the last week, 42, which he's remained in the top position. I don't think we've ever had somebody start and finish the entire tournament first place.
It's tough to do because your first, your early round points are just a point, one point.
Yeah.
And then the second round, you get it just keeps doubling. So as you get further into the tournament, the number of points that you can earn greatly increases. So, yeah, but Asa's got Florida as the predicted champion. And then Lance has Houston. So we'll have a dogfight for number one. We've got a lot of, Gina Crawls
right
in
there.
Here
Ted Banning right yeah. there. But Keith Murphy.
Murphy is number nine, and he's not feeling today.
Keith was not feeling very good. I think
Brown bottle
and,
flu.
Yeah, him and Joe, or him and Jacob, maybe were at the same party last night. I get a text from at 2:30 in the morning. I don't know what's going on. I may not be able to do on the show this morning.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Why are you texting?
You recognize any of these other names here?
Thad DeMoss, 18th place. I'm looking down. Some Hawk, which is the Jason Summers.
Yeah.
24th. That's the...
But Murphy sitting at number nine.
Nine,
I mean,
overall.
Every once in a while, you got to get lucky.
Outright 1 year?
I think
he was a winner last year, wasn't he?
Because when you say outright, he didn't get first place. But
I think 1 year he was... I might be good at making this stuff up.
You are making that up. He did not outright number one. He's never been number one, but he might have been the top chump.
But he was like right there. He always does well.
Yeah,
he's like he's got in.
And you know how many brackets he's probably in?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, does he play the same teams?
I think he has a bracket. What's that? That's that big word that I can't.
Envy?
No. There's another word there. This is very similar to it. It's not envy.
Yeah.
Yeah. These words. Worms, Roxanne. Worms.
Back to the McCollum hire.
We're going to talk to Tom Kakert here in just a second.
Yeah.
Too.
Kakert's going to be on, and he'll have more of the Hawkeye input. But, I mean, just the overall excitement. You know, the men's basketball program has not really been much on anybody's radar. Thanks somewhat to the Caitlin Clark theory.
I think that had a slight effect. You know, I do think that had a little bit, but it was at the best possible time for Hawkeye sports and the worst, because men's basketball become apathetic, right? There's anything worse than an apathetic fan, because there's no movement either direction.
But in this one single hire... I don't think this was how people felt when Fran was hired.
No. And you knew, seriously, when Alford was hired, there was this little bit of buzz. But it lasted a very short period of time because in a very short period of time, you realized that Alford, while he was a Midwest guy, did not have the same tone or texture to his personality as a Iowa. Nice, right? And so it felt... not right pretty quickly. Then when they hired Licklider, that was the absolute no-brainer of a bad hire from the very get-go. The day he was hired, I this was not good.
Cyclone fans are hoping that McCollum rhymes with Licklider.
And it doesn't. And there is no even a comparison at all. And then with Fran, just any hope. But not the same. This was this felt like if you were a kid like I was when Hayden Fry was hired. That's the kind of feeling you got with this hire. This is a slam dunk hire. Even Coach Ferentz's hire was somewhat of. You felt like you got the younger sister of the girl you were chasing. And to find out that the younger girl, sister of the girl you were chasing is actually...
Your cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah.
That's a bad stuff, Miller. You've lived that life.
Yeah. You want to tee up today's games? I'm going to get... Am I supposed to?
I don't know if this is a me thing, but I've lost some of the excitement around the tournament because and maybe Keith will have a little bit of a conversation. We'll talk about that here in a second. Today's games, Joe Millage, all of which you're going to be able to catch right here. Texas Tech, the highest remaining seed, or the lowest, I should say. The 3 seed taking on Florida, going on the air at 5 o'clock tonight at 7:40. Of course, this is all Eastern time. Alabama and Duke will be on 1 versus 2. And then tomorrow, it's all 1 versus 2s. 1 versus 3 or 1 versus 2. And
it can make for some great...
I think there's going to be some very competitive basketball. Yeah, but unless you're one of the fans of those programs, you... right? Well, let's jump on.
Or if they're in your brackets.
They're in their brackets, yeah, right. Of course. You know, and everyone's paying attention to their brackets right now. everyone. All right, Dr. Feelgood himself, Tom Cakert on the phone lines. Tom, man, a whirlwind. You've went through every season in a very short period of time covering the Hawks this last couple of weeks. It's been nuts, a whirlwind. But then you feel like you landed in Oz with McCollum.
Yeah, he certainly won the press conference, and that's the most important thing. The old saying is you only get one chance to make a first impression, and I think he did that and then some with Iowa fans earlier this week, and now it's about doing the work, and it's about building the staff, and I wrote about that yesterday, and then it's about trying to retain a couple players, perhaps, Josh Dix, Price Sanford, Cooper Koch among them. I think three that they have the most likely chance of retaining, and then, also going out and acquiring more talent. Which is one of the things that they're going to have to do is go out and hit the portal and get some more players on board. So it's going to be a process, and it's going to take some time. But, I think Ben, having done this last year at Drake and having to rebuild in this new world that we live in college athletics, I think it's beneficial to him, just because he's been through it, and so he kind of knows this feeling and doesn't panic and just kind of moves along. The good news is they've got the Missouri Valley Player of the Year coming in, and Bennett Sturts. They're probably bringing two or three other players, I think, maybe from the Drake roster. So, off to a pretty good start.
It was a flip of a flip of a switch. The Hawk fans after that press conference, I think there was still a slight. Honestly, I think the Drake's game against Missouri changed the hearts and minds of Hawkeye fans pretty quickly, and that this guy can flat out coach. And but the press conference sealed the deal, because I think there was some feeling that maybe he was choice B, right? And and I think fans go back to Ferentz and Stoops, and at the moment kind of felt like choice B that we landed with, and now I really feel like the fan base, I've been following the Hawks, I don't think there's been this much excitement around a hire from a coach going back to maybe Hayden Fry.
That might be fair. He spoke our language, I guess, is what, we talked about, not obscure, but relatively, when he's just bringing up Wade Lookingbill and Martyr Glasper and guys like that, you're like, boy, this guy really knows Iowa basketball and appreciates Iowa basketball. And when he's talking about how his teams are going to play, and he mentions Chris Street, that's, singing from the Iowa hymn book, and that's what the Iowa fans want to hear. So, it's going to be about executing that. But, you know, and they played really, you know, we should go back to the Texas Tech game and Texas Tech playing for a chance to go to the Final Four. And Drake really played them really well. You know, and he was going up against one of his best friends in Grant McCaslin. So, you know, probably knew, they knew each other like the back of their hands. But that's just, you know, tells you how good of a coach he is. But this game is about talent, and it's about, you know, it's not about, it's not as much about the old recruiting that we knew, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and relationships and everything. It's now transactional with players, just is. So you've got to have a war chest. I talked to Beth Getz on Wednesday or Tuesday when they had the press conference, and she said that she and Ben were comfortable with where they're at NIL-wise. So as long as they're both comfortable with that number that they reached, which I think is probably in the neighborhood of 5 mil when you combine, you know, extra money with the house settlement allocation that they've given for Iowa basketball starting this summer, I think that they feel comfortable doing that. And Ben mentioned even, you know, you have to kind of be comfortable doing more with less. And so they're not going to go out and get the number one guy in the portal all the time. Although Bennett Sturts is probably one of the top five guys portal. So they're going to get one of those guys, but that's based on a relationship. And the kid wants to come play for one more year for the guy that plucked him out of Liberty, Missouri, and gave him a shot. So we'll see what happens.
The thoughts of around the NIL, obviously, the biggest recruiting job he has to do, and again, this is money stuff, and but I was really thinking that Josh Dix, there was very little chance. I think that may be changing some. I think he has a chance to retain the three main targets here.
We'll see. It is going to be hard, unless Iowa really kind of, for 1 year, puts a lot of eggs in the Josh Dix basket. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. They probably should, because he's that good. And the idea of him with Sturts would be really fun. And, you know, with Price out there and maybe Cooper Koch, you get the makings of a pretty good team. I think they got to find a couple of bigs. I think it's got a chance. But Josh is going to have some offers. I mean, he's apparently at Illinois this weekend, and they've been all over him, and they're, you know, offering him life-changing money. Kansas apparently offered him life-changing money. It's hard to turn that down. You know, we should note that, and I, you know, it's out there, because a lot of the players held up signs with Josh's mom's name on it during the cancer awareness thing, that Josh's mom's battling cancer. So that's something that's, you know, that he has on his mind as well, that he doesn't want to stray too far from home. So I don't know that you'll see him going some rando place, you know, 10 hours away, but he's going to be close to home. Lawrence, Kansas, closer to Council Bluffs than Iowa City, maybe. I know Champaign's not. I know that for a fact because I've driven there. It's 3 hours from, or 4 hours from Iowa City. So we'll see what he does. But I kind of think he's going to stay closer to home.
Well, Tom, you can buy a whole bunch of plane flights with another $500,000 or $1 million. Are we talking $2 million, $1.5 million? What kind of money are you talking about with somebody like Josh Dix? And if Iowa has $5 or $6 million in its war chest for NIL, do you go all in on Josh Dix for 1 year? Because I think you're talking about now. particularly with basketball, with the NIL and the house ruling, you're talking about 1 year teams. You're no longer talking about building, for next year. You're not going to hear that conversation.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I don't see Josh Dix as I will never claim to know Josh well because he's just a really quiet kid. But I know him well enough that he's not the mercenary type where he's just going to, hey, you pay me the most money, that's where I'm going. I think he values relationships, friendships, those sorts of things. But, you know, the other thing is the Iowa basketball that he had been with the last 3 years is different now. It's a different coach. It's a different different staff, different teammates, different roles. This is a tougher sell for Coach McCollum right now. It is. It's just a tough sell. So, got to see what happens.
Tom, thanks for stopping by, buddy. I know you got so much going on. Spring football, we haven't even got to wrestling. You no longer have off seasons whatsoever, buddy. So where was Hawkeye Junkies get our fix?
Yeah, just stop by HawkeyeReport.com, and it's we've got a special, just $1 for the first week, and give it a shot, see what it's like, and hopefully you'll stay for a long time.
Well, once you get a taste, folks, you will be back over and over again. Trust me, I can't. It's the only place I go to get my fix. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it, buddy, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Kaker, HawkeyeReport.com. We're coming back. We're running fast. And speaking of running fast, the guy that just ran in, Coach Ty Ratliff, and we'll run through some track here when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Possibilities can you unlock by tapping into your home's value? At C1st, our Flex Home Equity Line of Credit lets you lock in a fixed rate so you can tackle those home upgrades you've been dreaming of, like adding a new deck or remodeling your kitchen. With our Flex HELOC, you have two opportunities to lock in your rate. Ask about our great rates or apply online today at c1stcu.com. Loans are subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Food Bank of Iowa is driven to serve the community. When you see our trucks filling up local pantries and meal sites, you know neighbors have the nutritious food they need to thrive. Food, hope, and a stronger tomorrow. You can count on Food Bank of Iowa to deliver. Learn more at foodbankiowa.org.
This is Joe Millage, and our growing fleet of KIIC vehicles need attention from time to time to keep us on the go. Whether we need tires, engine repair, brake work, or anything bumper to bumper, we take our fleet to S&A Auto in Oskaloosa. They're located at Highway 92 and Highway 432, next to H&S Feed and Country Store.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Welcome back in on the final leg of our, you pushed the red button right there.
You know, I was just thinking, not only will Hawkeye sell more seats at Kinnick, but guys like Tom Kaker are probably going to sell more subscriptions.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's done well.
People are back in. They're back in.
Yeah, finally. You know, and I'm going to tell you, it's disgusting and sick because I hate this NIL stuff, right? But the only chance the fans are going to have what they want to watch is to be in, and your pocketbook is not. You know, you used to go to the Booster Club, right?
Yeah.
The iClub.
Well, we thought it would never happen at the college level, so get ready. It's coming to high school. You just follow the money.
No. Yeah.
You just follow the money.
Yeah, it is. And but, you know, yeah. It's here.
And then it's
here.
And then we're going to pay NIL for teachers to get the best teachers at certain high schools.
Yes. Bad.
I like right? the sounds of that.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run fast, Coach. It's already spring is here, and in a fast week of spring, you guys have had your first home meet, and man, it was good.
Yeah,
we had double OD good.
Yeah, we had a spectacular indoor season and got a little bit of rust out of there, and so learned some things we needed to work on in practice, and then we took that to our home meet and just had a great night. The guys team is rolling. Some of those sprinters led by Dominique Devers, you know, as a senior leader there, looking real fast. Cale Hutchison looking great. Parker Heeman's looking good. Bo Buckingham's looking fast. And then, you know, down the road, but those guys look like to be like the horses of old, and they're just they're really focused on the small details that save us a bunch of time over the course of a relay. And so they had a spectacular night, and the distance core within 8 seconds of the 4x8 time last year, and that was with a couple of guys named Ethan Yarkowski and Ethan Stalzer on it. So their times have fallen tremendously over the last year. And then Ryan Little can jump all right.
He's okay.
I'm being facetious. What an incredible amount of work he's put in. Nobody sees it because it happens in the off season. But he's done all those new drills and training things that he's been going through, and he was able to come in after the last jumper had gone out, so he didn't jump till. It was either he wins or he doesn't make opening night for him. Cleared 6-7 that qualified him for Drake. It's an automatic qualifier.
Automatic.
And then he decided to go ahead and shoot for his own school record, a meet record, the whole 9 yards, and cleared 6'10" on his third attempt, which puts him in a really small amount of young men in the state of Iowa. I believe that it ties him for 20th all-time, all classes.
Can
in
he
history
get seven?
Of Iowa.
Can he get 7 foot?
Really, what you're asking me is, when is he going to get 7 foot?
Yes, it's a setup.
I think that he will get it probably sooner rather than later. I think that it's him and another 2A competitor, the guy who won Drake last year from Comanche, and then the one who was runner-up to Ryan at state.
Yeah.
You know, they just battle each other.
Correct.
Great for each other. Ryan got second at the state indoor. Seether got first. They're having a race to 7 foot, so they're both, I think, focused on it, and it's going to be good. On the girls' side, able to win the meet. Our distance core coming out hot. McKenna Montgomery, Serene Thompson, champion runner-up in the 3K and the 1500. Our sprinters, again, doing good stuff. We've got a hurdle clinic that's taking place on Monday nights.
Won the meet.
Hurdles coming in. Won the meet.
Won the meet.
So,
hey, not a bad way to get, pretty good start there, Coach.
Yeah, it's just all on them. You know, Coach Bassett's helping out a ton this year. So,
if
you don't know, we've got an 800 state competitor and a 3-time cross-country runner on our staff now, and he brings some X's and O's to the game with us. And so him and Coach Beal and I, we're having fun. The kids, I think, are having fun.
40-yard dash to the finish, buddy. Here we go. We're finishing out. Hey, one thing left to do for all of you, thanks to Joe Millage running the board and the Community First Credit Union making this possible. You go have a great Saturday. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by.